Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for just hanging out. We got, I told you that Jeffrey Zavar was going to be with us. He must have, it turns out he's here. He has surfaced, ladies and gentlemen. The Zavar, the Jeffrey is back with us. It's so much fun doing radio. Jeffrey Zavar, ladies and gentlemen, is the 2001... The SBA's 2001 Journalist of the Year. How about that national award? And the author of many books on home office and teleworking. And he's our good friend, just back off the road. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, even when it's live radio and all its machinations and creativity.
It's good to have you back, Jeff, as always. And how have you recovered from the home office highway?
You know, I got to tell you, it's been a slow recovery. You know, anyone who takes, regardless of the type of vacation you take, if you take a lengthy time away, 2 weeks or so, and last year we did 3 weeks away from the office, even if you're doing a little work on the road, there's some recovery time involved. And so it's interesting you should phrase it that way. We've recovered, jumped right back in. There was plenty of work waiting for me. But it was great, you know, full of great memories. You know, 2 weeks in an RV across the South, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time and learned a lot of good stuff.
And still married, and your child didn't divorce you or anything? Thing, huh?
Well, we left Zachary up near Ocala.
Oh, yeah.
When he got a little ornery. So, but we picked up two kids on the way home.
I got
it was
you.
Good. So, no, it was all.
So,
was all
what did you learn? Time. What did you learn this year that you didn't already know about mobile computing, mobile business, being on the road and still staying productive?
Yeah, you know, there were a few things that we used this year that we didn't use last year, and were more reliant upon. But we still realize the reality of sort of local computing. And what I mean is, you know, we used a MiFi from Verizon. It's a little business card. It's thicker
right.
than a business card.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's completely wireless, and it gives up to 5 internet devices connections to a broadband connection, or access to a broadband connection.
But what I want to know, Jeffrey, is what did you learn? What did you use? I wonder what did you learn? Well, this year, you've done a few of these. Did you learn anything new this year about yourself, about how people should, you know, create perspectives on being on the road? Anything like that?
Well, two things I learned, and one is on the technology side. You can't be too reliant on the cloud. And I know you want to hear about sort of how my mind wrapped around stuff, but there were a couple times that internet connections were just not available. And as we become more and more reliant on the cloud, say you have your internet connection, you're going to log into your server and download your stuff, sometimes that stuff's just not available. So
right.
you have to be prepared to punt.
You have to have backups, don't you?
You have to have backups, and you have to have some, you know, whether it's logged locally, because I brought no flash drives with no data this year. So, you know, it was all the cloud, and I was, you know, had it in all sorts of places up in the cloud, but if there's no clouds around, then you could be kind of fish out of water.
And of course, folks, when he mentions the cloud, he's talking about processing power that's hosted on the companies
servers out there.
The servers, the companies that provide you with capability and the service, the capability, the power is hosted on their site. It's not resident on your laptop or in your handheld or on your desktop
or on your netbook or whatever. Yeah, it's all out there.
And you go out and get the power. You go out and get the information. And Google is cloud computing. Gmail is cloud computing.
Right.
For example, those are some simple examples.
Even if you use AOL, if you use Twitter, if you use Flickr, if you use Facebook, those are all cloud computing because there's nothing
right.
on your computer
right.
except a web browser
right.
to get you there.
Let me ask you. I just thought of something a minute ago.
Yeah.
You talk a lot about being home based.
Uh-huh.
I have been home based, as you know. I've been a teleworker. In the 70s and early 80s, I was a teleworker. In the late 80s and early 90s, I was home-based. But today, with all of the capability, as you saw with your trip and as you and I just take ourselves on the road all by ourselves without any kind of other vehicles or anything, So today, isn't it more as appropriate to say not just home-based, but me-based?
Great way of putting it.
Me-based, because I mean, when I walk around with my cell phone, with my handheld, my handset, as they now call them, I don't have the newest, fanciest ones, but I can do just about anything I want to do on my BlackBerry.
Right.
I can search. I can go to a website. I can make a phone call. I can do some computing. If I wanted, my next level phone will probably, you know, be a little more capable. But the thing is that to a large degree, I mean, I remember when I had my first, when I was home base and I used to go, I got one of the very first cell phones. It was bolted to my car.
Right.
So during the day, I was car based.
Right.
So right. Isn't that kind of a way to look at the way we do business in the future?
You know, I like that. I like the me-based concept because you have a device, you carry it in your pocket, you carry it in, a woman carries it in her purse, a man carries it on his belt.
I never carry mine on my belt. My wife won't let me. She won't.
Yeah,
let me
you know what?
Clip.
That and the pencil
yeah,
protector, the pocket protector, little piece of tape around the glasses. You know what? Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what it is, because with it in your pocket, you take it out, you can log on. You know, as they say, you can order movie tickets. You can find out where a restaurant is. You can download documents and do a little work. You can respond to a critical email. You know, all your phone calls to your desktop back in the office can be forwarded. Or you can use something like Google Talk and have all your calls forwarded to wherever you may be, and they'll sort of ring all at once and get right to you wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
you know, as long as you program in the numbers. So me-based is a great concept because it's not home-based, it's not office-based, it's not remote, it's not, it's virtual, but it's not any of the classic examples or definitions we've laid upon it in the past. And I think that's part of what we learned this year is that, you know, work can occur anywhere. But I think also you asked what I learned, and one of the things that I learned was really a better feel for how to parse out when to work, when not to work, and whether there's times that you just say no.
I think it was last year you tested out the capability to go to my PC.
Right. Right.
Not to give anybody a plug or anything, but if you've got obviously you're still home based,
mm-hmm.
because that's where your main office is. But you could travel all over the world and still get to your home office by that kind of capability. So folks, think about this, not just for home base, but however you're working, a lot of it is me based, and that's the way the technology is moving. 20 after, right back after these messages with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar.
Take my own, I wanna dream of her, so I don't have to dream alone.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen. Most of us know him also as Little Richard. He's still rocking, believe it or not, after all these years. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. No, it's not 17. It's 23 after. I'll get on the right side of the clock in a minute, folks. Work with me. It's 23 after the hour. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll go there and check it out. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're home-based or not home-based or me-based. Even if you're me-based, you can find a lot of stuff that will help you there because we got guys like Jeffrey Zabar who deposited a lot of wisdom with us over the years in written and audio form. So check it out. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey Zabar is, Jeff, it's chiefhomeofficer.com, right?
Chiefhomeofficer.com is the way to catch me, as well as for what we were just talking about, homeofficehighway.com.
And Twitter?
And at Chief Home Office. It's only 15 characters, so at Chief Home Office or at Home Office Highway, and it's HIWAY. You got to, tweak it. When they only give you 15 characters to play, you got to be creative.
I know. You should have been there at the founding. You could have gotten that extra character.
There you go. Come on, guys. 16 characters.
That's all right.
I'm asking.
That's all we're asking.
Characters.
Hey, we're talking about the different ways to think about moving around. When people are starting a business, I worry that a lot of people start a business from home and they get in, they stay inside their four walls, Jeffrey.
Right.
And that's not where, you know, that's not, that you're going to be able to do some things there, but you need to get out into the marketplace too, don't you?
Absolutely.
And be me-based. Don't be home-based. Be me-based.
Right.
And take your cell phone, and with a 3G card, you can take your laptop if you need to, some processing power, and get out into the marketplace.
Right.
Meet people. Find out what they're doing. There are a lot of people out there, Jeffrey, who are laid off.
Right.
They lost their job. They're trying to start a business, and they've never done this before. They don't know what to do.
You know what? The key thing to do is get up and get out. As you're saying, I've never been more successful in making rain than when I get off my duff, get out of my four walls, mm-hmm. get out in the marketplace, go to a chamber of commerce meeting, go to a meeting of other journalists, go to as I tell people when I talk about marketing, go to an event that is not your industry, go to a tangential industry. Don't go where your people are. Go where your clients are. Go where your people, your competitors aren't. And go fishing. You know, you don't want to go fishing where all the fishing poles are. So, and more than finding business, more than landing work, more than making connections, you get inspired, you get invigorated, you get reinvigorated. You really get activated and motivated to take things on. And you know, what's really cool is you can come away from some of these meetings, you know, especially after meeting with kindred spirit and like-minded folk, you can come away with some ideas. You come away with, there's one guy I've been meeting with lately who we're going to do some collaborative work on the home office and small business, and who knows, it may even be the me-based type concept of the technology we use, the things we do, the way we think, you know, for other people who are, again, home-based, teleworkers, road warriors, individuals, soloists out there, and how they have to do it all themselves. And just by getting together, you get a jazz going, you get a good vibe going, a good feel going, and you're ready to greet the day and hopefully come away with what we call a wow project, something that really you can sink your teeth into, and it keeps you motivated
but
for the longer term.
Even if you're doing a lot of work online, even if a lot of your, if you're trying to build an online business, if you're trying to build a business in the clouds, as Jeffrey said in the previous segment, you know, you still need to get out and meet people face-to-face. You still need high touch, don't you, Jeff?
High touch. High tech is great, but, you know, high touch is you know, we're still creatures of society. We're very sociable mm-hmm. creatures as who we are as humans and as people. And I think that it's really important to keep that in mind, that as you increasingly use the internet and you increasingly use social media and you email and you...
You know, the other thing, Jeff, is running a business is not just about the product that you make or that you sell or whatever it is that you're offering. It's also about running the business.
Right.
And that part of your business is just like the man who sells shoes down on Main Street or the lady who has the dry cleaners, you know, around the corner. That part of it is exactly like their business.
Right.
And so you can get a lot of good ideas and perspectives and learn from other people by being around other business owners in your area. And I have to say, Jeffrey, that one of the best places to do that is by becoming associated with your Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, you know what?
Join your Chamber of Commerce.
It's absolutely, it can be so overlooked by those who don't really know. But whether you join the Chamber, whether you get involved with your local SBDC, you go out and talk to the people at SCORE, you talk to your society or your organization or association for your trade group or for the people you're talking to. It could be a Tuesday morning networking group, you know, a business leads group. Get out there. It could even be going over to like a local coffee shop or, you know, one of those, you know, coffee shops, the $4 you have on every corner,
yep.
where you go out and you can just, you'll find people who are there starting their day off.
Yep.
And they have their laptops, they have their handhelds, and they have their newspaper, and they're getting ready for business.
Yep, and just get outside.
Time there, and you'll
go outside the walls. Budget some time to go out and get some fresh air and be around other people. And sometimes it's good to get off the internet too. By the way, if you're spending a lot of time there, hey Jeffrey, give us that website one more time, please.
Two of them: chiefhomeofficer.com. And homeofficehighway.com.
All right, so check those out. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today. Welcome back. We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar's going to be back real soon. I will be too after these messages. Andrew Nirenberg is up next, 29 after. Stay with me.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you got to do is remember.
of my life.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.